Hello, everyone, and welcome to the HHW Show podcast. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Bloodline, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, CM Punk, the six tag team ladder match that's coming up. We even go down to SmackDown, and we're going to talk about Bianca Belair. Is she now going to get involved? There's just so much connection going on. Man, you got to love wrestling. I've been saying that all along. Got to love some wrestling. That is my cue every time we're about to end the show. Because it's true. Oh, yeah. Like Kurt Angle will say, it's damn true. Absolutely. So stay tuned. And welcome back, everybody. Frank, Hector, myself. It is the hard-hitting wrestling show, and definitely we're going to be hard-hitting and tune in to the topic, the biggest story from SmackDown to Raw, and it's the one and only The Rock. The Rock and making headlines once again. And listen, man, what a beatdown did he give Cody Rhodes on Monday Night Raw.
Oh, my gosh. He beat him so bad. I felt his pain. I felt his pain. Seriously, I felt like donating to the Mama Rhodes Foundation last night after seeing that happen.
Oh, yeah, man. There you go. There you go with them jokes. But he didn't whip him with the belt yet. So,
but the blood's on the belt though.
Huh?
The blood's on that belt.
What belt?
Yeah, he had that leather strap belt.
He hit him with a leather strap belt?
No, he had it, but he put the blood on it.
Oh, wow. I want him to hit him with it. Like old school. Like your mama hit you, right, Frank?
Oh, my mama always hit me, man. She beat the crap out of me. You know, we had those flying chancletas.
He was over there smirking quietly because he already know I'm giving him flashbacks.
No, I know that's right. You look at the wrong thing and say the wrong thing, it's over with.
Look, there's just so many to scaffold. That's how they call it in the educational way. We got to scaffold everything. But there's so many we need to break down to all this madness that's going on in wrestling right now with the WWE because WWE at this point is at its finest. It's getting us to talk more and more and more. It's not vague. It's not like we know what's going to happen next because every time we think what's happening, something else happens. Okay. And that's what's brilliant because you want it that way. And I think WWE is ready for Netflix. Okay. CM Punk even said it like he got to be careful of the choice of words because he's not on Netflix yet. And then he dimed down on somebody. I don't know if it's a producer or whoever, making it known that, yes, WWE is in January going to Netflix, is going to be live. And so I'm already seeing that there's a, for one, I'm not going to hear the audio go out anymore.
Yes.
Two, okay, everyone's going to speak freely, and I don't have to guess what the hell they said. I don't have to wait till social media and somebody there at the show to hear everything, okay? So there's a lot of things in advantage of having the show on Netflix, and I can't wait. Hopefully it's not just Raw. I hope like in the future it's going to be all the shows because if it's this good, I can't wait till it gets that great.
So you're starting to like the idea that they're going on Netflix now?
Oh, hell yeah. The question is it going to still be 3 hours because the commercial breaks, or are they going to fill in? And the trick about all this is that
there
you
is
can have it on Netflix, but remember that in COVID, there was a lot of cinema things. You know what I mean? a lot of somatic, you know, like the Undertaker did with AJ Styles for WrestleMania, mm-hmm. or John Cena, what he did with Bray Wyatt. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can see a lot of those fill-ins, you know what I mean? Because when you have those at the stadium, you have all those local commercials or something to keep the fans occupied, you know what I mean? So yeah. I can see all that happening. But what else I could see is more ass-whooping that I've seen, and it started with The Rock. And what The Rock did with Cody Rhodes is almost the same thing as what we saw in the Attitude Era. Okay, remember the grocery store with Stone Cold and Booker T, and everything else like Triple H and Randy Orton, what happened in their homes. We got to see a little bit of that with LA Knight and AJ Styles, yeah. a little bit. They flirted around with that, but you're going to see more and more and more. And I'm liking it because they're building that story. Okay. And that's what you want. And I just wish there was more of that even on the woman's side of the house. We're not getting that much on the woman's side yet. I'm hoping that it gets better and better. But right now, the biggest topic, The Rock and Cody Rhodes. I mean, I got to stick to my guns, but before I do, I want your opinion. What do you see now? Do you see any changes? What is it that you feel now leading up to almost a week and a half away from WrestleMania?
It's getting harder and harder to see Cody that he's going to actually win and beat Roman Reigns. Because it's this story against with Cody and Reigns now. We always had The Rock in the middle at some point, right? You know, throughout this process, he came in the middle, and we're like, all right, The Rock's going to help Cody. And even in the back of my mind, I'm like, I still thought that The Rock's going to help Cody. But I don't know, man. After seeing that beatdown from yesterday, starting to look more and more that The Rock is going to spoil Cody's moment. So, bye-bye, Cody.
I understand your change of perspective, but what about you, Hector?
You know, my perspective is starting to look a little more unbalanced here because I said for a long time to you guys that I need come from convincing. Give me a reason. Give me a solid reason why Cody is going to win this belt, because I feel like he's so close to passing Hogan, you know, for this reign that why not allow him to get to that point? But I feel like The Rock is messing things up right now for Roman Reigns. And The Rock just drew first blood, literally and figuratively. He drew first blood. Okay. And if you're going to tell me that taking this blood whooping is any indication that he's not going to win the title, then there's something wrong here. I mean, all signs are pointing to him winning this belt now. But again, we do got a lot of other moving parts, which is crazy. So I am still thinking, I'm still sticking to my guns as of this moment. I know we got till next week to change my mind that Cody is not winning this title.
Okay.
All right. That story is not going to be ended, huh? He's not going to finish that story, huh?
He can, but not with Roman, because there's a lot of other moving parts.
Cody, please. I don't.
So let me give a big shout out to Kim Bro.
That's my boy right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Kim? Yeah, bro. What's
up? The Rock gonna turn on Roman, dethrone the head of the table. LOL. Kim, my friend, I don't know you, but you know you're gonna know me because you're just backing me up what I'm about to say. Okay. And I'm going to get to the other comments later. Hold on for a second, but hear me out. At the beginning of the show, when we started learning this storyline with The Rock and everything else, I always go back to the very beginning. Just remember when The Rock came after day one and said to take the seat at the head of the table. That was flirtatious. It fooled me because I thought he was talking about the TKO group because he's now a board member. That's the seat that he took. I was like, oh, I got it. And then, of course, the rumors of them moving to Netflix. I got that part. Then Cody Rhodes come out And he just said, I'm not going to deal with you this WrestleMania. No. And of course, passing on to The Rock, which is exactly what CM Punk said it was going to happen when he made his debut. Like I said, there's a lot of wrestlers, a lot of storylines connected, right? A lot of superstars connected to this. Then Cody Rhodes did say that he's going to do everything and take away everything that Roman Reigns has worked hard for. He's going to take his championship. He's going to dethrone him from being the head of the table. There's a lot of things because he had advice from family, friends, and that special someone was The Rock. Why not? Why not all this been a plan from the beginning? And I was reminded by my coworkers, okay, Ryan and Sergio, big shout out to them. I was reminded about, remember what you said at the beginning. So I have to stick with my guns and say this is on an act to distract Roman Reigns. Make him believe that The Rock is on Roman's side. Because at the end of the day, if The Rock didn't do nothing, they were suspicious. But let me ask you this. What did The Rock really say to Cody Rhodes in the middle of the ring?
Okay.
What did he say? Did he tell him, like, yo, they're out to get you, so I got to act like I'm going to do something to you? I'm just saying, that was quick. You know, I mean, what? I couldn't lip read real good, so you tell me.
Look, my thing is about this, and I'm going to let you get in this on Frank, but still, I got to say this. To me, this is like some kind of novella, which we all know is a novella, but...
Soap opera, for those that don't know what that means.
Backstabbing. First of all, why is Roman so calm about everything that's going on? And two, why is Drew McIntyre talking Mr. Paul Heyman? Okay, because there could be a backstabbing. Maybe they know something that they see. Maybe The Rock is gonna try to betray the tribal chief. So why not have a plan B in your pocket and try to have somebody like Drew McIntyre to help intervene? You scratch my back, I scratch your back. You help the tribal chief keep his title, I will make sure you get that title from Seth Rollins. You see, something like that. And that's why I'm not convinced that Cody Rhodes is walking out of WrestleMania with that heavyweight title from the tribal chief. I'm telling you, multiple people are stabbing each other in the back come WrestleMania. If I had a chair right now and I'm close to Florida, I was hit Frank in the head with a chair. You see what I'm saying?
Well, Frank was giving a lot of advice from our former special guest last week. So if you missed it last week, you want to tune in to Frank and our special guest, Kurt Adonis, who is, I'm going to actually put his display, his ad pretty soon, Wrestling with Character, coming up at the VFW 511 in New Britain. That's on April 15th. Once again, big shout out to Kim Bro. He said, yes, I agree. And it was towards my comment, not yours there, Hector.
I'm still in your friend, man.
That's okay.
I could talk to him one-on-one personally about this.
Kim Bro says, I'm sorry. He whispered to Cody, I'm sorry, man, but I have to whip your ass right now so I can make myself look good. All right. I gotta be legit. All right. Somebody's claiming to be The Rock. He said, I'm gonna make you bleed. And I will talk to Drew. So The Rock's going to talk to Drew about, hey, what's going on there? I don't know. Somebody's playing tricks on me. I think it was Frank. He's texting me at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think he's got to be The Rock.
Nah. Listen, dude. I got better things to do with my time than pretend I'm somebody else.
Oh, all right. Hey, you're listening to the Hard Hitting Wrestling Show with Ovi, Hector, and Frank. You can also follow us on our website, hhwshow.com. A big shout out to Mr. Kirk himself, Kurt Adonis, who was on our show last week. He is hosting another wrestling event, but it's not really wrestling. No, 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 no. It's all about your imagination. It's a community fundraising event benefiting for the Berlin Little League Challengers. By all means, this show is going to be awesome on Sunday, April 14th, 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is going to be VFW Hall 511 in New Britain, Connecticut. Tickets are on sale. $15, and of course, you want front row seats. It'll cost a little bit more, but tune in because this is larger than life characters. It's a life lesson about social and emotional learning. I will be there along with my family. Of course, the HHW show, we're going to represent. Also coming up in Danbury, Connecticut, it is the Hat City Havoc, Casey Navarro versus Mustafa Ali. This is my dream match, okay? I can't wait. And I'm still waiting on who's going to be the opponent for Matt Riddle. It is happening April 27th. And the tickets are already, dude, it's selling out quick. So you want to get it. It's going to be at the Henry Abbott Tech High School, Danbury, Connecticut. Go to northeastwrestling.com. And our biggest topic right here. And I got both of these pictures here. The Rock and Cody Rhodes. That was the part where he was whispering. But then on SmackDown, you saw Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Now, let's put it this way. Okay, we knew that Roman Reigns is not a fair fighter. He's not fair game. Okay, and the fact that Roman Reigns was ready to attack Cody Rhodes, and he's always calling him stupid and everything else. But did he prove Roman Reigns he's not stupid? Or is Seth Rollins knowing every game plan that Roman Reigns is doing? And Seth Rollins is coaching Cody Rhodes. That's another thing, because Seth was there and so was Jey Uso on Cody's side.
But you know what? There's something that Roman keeps saying. Keep saying that Seth Rollins is his brother. Is there something else brewing there?
I don't think so. And I tell you why. Because he still butthurt what happened last year's Royal Rumble when he lost. Actually, technically, Seth Rollins won, but it was a disqualification because Roman Reigns never let go of the guillotine. Remember that? And ever since that, and not counting the Madison Square Garden, because technically that's not on live television. Technically, there's still unfinished business between the Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins.
There's a lot of unfinished business with a lot of this moving parts here. I feel that Seth Rollins is over his head with everything that's going on. He's got to do the tag. He's got to defend his title. And he's not even in a main event at WrestleMania. I mean, that's just something that's, I don't get that. So they're putting him on night two to defend the title.
He's probably the first match.
Yeah, but he is the main event for night one.
In a tag team match.
Right.
It does matter. He's not a solo.
It's still a main event.
It's not a solo main event where he has to do something with his title.
So you think he's jealous because Roman Reigns is main event in WrestleMania?
He's not jealous. He's putting himself in that position, okay, because he's taking a back seat for his title. He's putting his title on the back seat to main event in a tag team match. He's over his head here. He's over his head with this. He's got CM Punk breathing down his neck. He's got Drew McIntyre breathing down his neck. And I know we haven't even talked about Damian Priest yet. Okay, so if anybody who needs to be worried about anything, it's Seth Rollins more than Cody Rhodes. Honestly, to me, Seth Rollins got more to lose than Cody Rhodes do. He's not thinking about it. I don't think he's thinking about that.
Cody has nothing to lose.
Actually, Cody Rhodes has a lot to lose, because if he doesn't finish the story, he will never get an opportunity for the title.
That title. He still could go
after the other title. Against Roman. Hmm. Later on, he could get a title against The Rock, because The Rock will take it off of Roman.
Or Punk or McIntyre. Or Rollins.
I think, listen, if Cody does not take it off of Roman Reigns, oh my God, look at that picture. Poor Cody. He seems like he's being attacked.
He's checking his dentures. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, actually, you know, he was like, dude, you got a cavity.
Yeah.
What do you mean you still got your wisdom tooth? You was like, get that shit out of there.
It doesn't matter if you got your wisdom teeth.
I'll pull it out for you. Let me see.
Let me lay the smack down on you. Oh man!
I mean, if that's not the Black Adam right there, I don't know what is.
Oh, you know what? Let me ask y'all this: which version of The Rock? And I got this from WrestlingNews.com. Which version do you like, The Rock? Now there are 8 different scenarios here. All right, 8 different picks. You got Flex Cavana, Rocky Malvea, NOD Rock.
What's NOD?
Corporate Rock. The early 2000 Rock, the Hollywood Rock, the post 2011 Rock, and the Final Boss Rock. Which one do you like?
What's NOD stand for?
Nation of Domination. Thing. Oh, yeah.
Nation of Domination Rock. There you go. You see, I answered my own question. God darn it. Why do I always?
You usually do that, though. Congratulations.
Frack. Yeah, I know that.
Mm. So for which me, one?
I like the early 2000 Rock. I liked it that one.
I think I'm more the Hollywood Rock.
Mm. Well, when it's post 2011 Rock, he only had that one match, and that was known for John Cena.
Right.
But we didn't really look at him as, oh my God, like the new version. We looked at him as he's the Hollywood still, right? Because he was an actor. He only came for John Cena, then he left, right?
Well, the Hollywood Rock also had problems with Brock Lesnar.
And he took care of, didn't he not take care of Hulk Hogan?
That was the early 2000 Rock that took care of Hulk Hogan.
No, I don't think so. No.
WrestleMania 18. Yes.
Was that?
Yes.
Because
Stone Cold was taking care of Scott Hall. And so that Rock right there transferred Hollywood Hogan, NWO, back to the red and yellow Hulkamania.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's why I like that 2000 Rock. Yeah, it was 2002. Right there, because it was Stone Cold and The Rock against NWO at that time.
I'm liking the Final Boss Rock because that's something new. We weren't prepared to see that. Okay. We don't got the same one. And then yesterday he went in the ring. He didn't even address the crowd. He went straight to Cody Rhodes and then he left.
Yeah.
When do you not ever see The Rock ever not associate with the crowd?
Never.
That's always a turning point right there. Turning point. I gotta show you something, because the comment was, Kim Bro said, y'all notice he never lost his shades the whole time beating Cody. That's some skills right there. Yeah, just want to let y'all know.
And those it was raining.
Skills. And raining. Yes.
I would have been trying to wipe it off or something. You know, he never lost a beat.
No, he got those special glasses. I mean, that's why he get a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
But anyways. Moving on, we were talking about Seth Rollins, and Seth Rollins finally gave it to Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre, to me, is annoying to me. He's an annoyance. Like, when he speaks, I wish he could just shut the hell up. That's just me, because I hear the same thing. There's nothing new that he's going to say, except like... I took care of CM Punk. Who cares? CM Punk is back. CM Punk is back. But I like that one. I like that.
Yeah, he got the airs on that one. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Air Rollins.
Yes. And there he goes backstage talking to Paul Heyman. And I go back to what you're saying, Hector, is that you think that is a plan B, C, D, E, or F for whatever's to come for WrestleMania? Do you think Drew McIntyre is going to become a world champion after WrestleMania?
What?
After WrestleMania or at WrestleMania?
Well, at WrestleMania.
No.
I do. Since that match is going to happen before the before Cody and the Tribal Chief? Yes.
Damian Priest is your sleeper. He's your Money in the Bank winner. Damian Priest is going to take the case.
Yeah, but Ovi's even said it too, that he's got to have a little bit after WrestleMania to cash in. There's a lot of heat going on for him to
even. We still got to July to do that. Yes.
Yeah,
see, when they lose those tag team championships, Damian Priest is going to be pissed off and he's going to want a freaking title. He's walking out of WrestleMania with a title. Hecho, said y derecho. You're going to see. Said today, Frank, March 26th at 8:28 p.m., Damian Priest is walking out of WrestleMania with the title.
I don't think okay. so. There's just too much. There's just too much heat with a lot of superstars, a lot of players in this game right now. He would need the whole bloodline to jump in. The whole Judgment Day to entwine in this situation. And now what you're going to have? Bloodline, you know, Judgment Day, and everybody else in between?
Why not?
It's going
to
be
that sounds very chaotic to me.
It is.
And that's
chaotic.
What wrestling is about. Yes.
It's
yes.
Chaos. I mean, look but at that.
No
I mean,
one's talking about Damian Priest. Everyone's hush, 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 right? Nobody's saying nothing. There's no one talking about Damian Priest. Nobody.
That's why I'm saying he's going to be that sleeper.
Well, Damian Priest, part of the Judgment Day, got to defend the tag team titles against six tag teams in a ladder match. And of course, whoever reaches up to get those titles, they're going to win. And you don't even have to be pinned or nothing like that. Who has the advantage? I don't know. The New Day? They got the advantage? Is it DIY? I mean, who knows? I mean, it's very hard to tell.
Anything
but
goes.
I tell you, yeah, anything goes. And I do believe that Judgment Day will lose the titles. The question is, which tag team will win it? Would it be The Miz and R-Truth, which seems to have their story? Will R-Truth get that famous glory and win something? But other than that, let's focus on Dominic Mysterio because he went rogue on SmackDown. Didn't tell nobody. It's just what I predicted that he didn't tell nobody. But there's been a lot of rumors speculating that there is a member of the Judgment Day that might be leaving Judgment Day. So while everyone's concentrating on Damian Priest, why not Dominic Mysterio? He wants to invite Andrade to become Judgment Day. Yeah, he goes on SmackDown, and now he's associated with Santo Escobar? Are you serious right now? And don't Santo Escobar and Andrade have a little rivalry going on? I mean, there's history. I think if I was Dominic Mysterio, I'd be careful.
What if he does go to Legado de Fantasma? Would that force Andrade to go over to the LWO?
Well, Andrade's not even part of nobody yet.
I know.
How awesome he looked yesterday? Oh, he's a big threat.
And Mysterio always seems to look humble when he's around Andrade. So he looked like that little puppy dog, you know, that submissive puppy dog.
But Damian Priest said he's gonna observe him. And if I was Damian Priest, I would be satisfied to be like, yo, come on board. I want to wait that long like they did with JD McDonough. I think this guy's the real deal, but I still don't think Andrade is the type of person that takes orders. He's a leader.
And if he becomes the leader of Judgment Day, it's over with.
Could it be that maybe Dominic Mysterio leaves Judgment Day and they start their own thing?
Say that again.
Could they start their own thing? Maybe Mysterio decides to leave Judgment Day.
Start a new faction?
Yeah.
I don't see it happening.
I don't know. Maybe they might want to be a tag team. Who knows?
All I know is this is something that's not going to end. And when you tell somebody don't do nothing, next time do this, next time do that, how many times people listen to that?
Mm-hmm.
Dominic Mysterio is still wet behind the ears, and yet he still has to go chase his dad and interfere in his match to allow Santos to win.
Now that's that prison life, you know.
He learned that prison life of one hour in jail.
Prison life.
But if you look at this picture, man, Dominic Mysterio and JD McDonagh make Judgment Day look bad because they can't seem to defeat Ricochet.
That's pretty sorry.
Very sorry.
Ricochet is not all that.
Actually, Ricochet is all that. It's just him talking is not all that. He don't got no words. This is like the Attitude Era would have. He would have been a jobber in the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
But he was so awesome at NXT that as soon and watch this, man, because as soon as he started talking on the mic, trying to go against AJ Styles, I lost it. I got no respect for Ricochet right now. I mean, I think Vince McMahon even took his titles away. Like, get the hell out of here. You know what I mean? Like, no. Go to the back and learn how to talk on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're going against AJ Styles on the mic, AJ Styles is really good on the mic.
Of course. But Ricochet is not. So how can you compare them?
Ricochet's horrible.
You know what I mean? And then he tried again with Gunther. No. No, didn't work. Who else? There's just so many. Oh, like Logan Paul. Logan Paul crushed him. He did.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way he tried to honor was his girl. And look, he even lost. His girl had to really say Logan Paul's name. So that's embarrassing enough.
I mean, if that happens to me, I'm just going to say, peace. Have a good day. I'm going to concede. All right. Hey, you beat me. That's it.
Oh, man. Oh, listen, that's one thing, but then we talk about AJ Styles and then we got him versus LA Knight. LA Knight, AJ Styles, LA Knight gets arrested. Now he was released. There was no charges were made. And besides, AJ Styles, like, I catch him in WrestleMania. We're going to handle our business. That's another thing that hardly anyone is talking about. There's not really much to go on, honestly.
The Bloodline got everything under the control. Got the whole spotlight.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
On both brands.
Yeah. On both brands. Yes.
It's all this WrestleMania. Forget it being called WrestleMania. Just call it Bloodline Mania.
This reminds me of WrestleMania 1 when it was all about Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, versus Roddy Piper and Bob Orton. It was always a talk about, okay? And everybody else was like, whatever, fill in.
But check it out, though. It's crazy. When you sit there and you look at all the matches, the only one that doesn't have a match at this moment is Solo.
Oh, he will.
Because you got Jimmy against Jay, right? Bloodline. Mm-hmm. Roman The Rock against the other two idiots. Mm-hmm. All right. Bloodline. That's day one, probably. Day two, Roman Reigns. That's three matches.
He'll get his. You'll all see. Right.
And then it'll
be a special guest going after Solo Sikoa.
All right. So that's four matches in 2 days for the Bloodline.
Two possibilities. Are you ready?
Oh, gosh.
A rematch with John Cena or Brock Lesnar will come out. No one's talking about Brock Lesnar and his name came out. He's back on the main roster. But nobody's mentioning nothing. John Cena usually comes out at every WrestleMania. He did lose to Solo Sikoa. If the Bloodline wins day one, something's going to happen on day two.
Oh, I think that's what they want us to have. Mm-hmm. I think we're all set up to know that the Bloodline's winning day one. So Bloodline rules, meaning anything and everything goes. We're going to have every single superstar on the roster interfere in this match, it seems as if. I mean, seriously, that's the only way we're going to have chaos is if the Bloodline wins day one. I think we can all agree with that, right? And that's just going to make it more confusing of which or whether Cody is actually going to win this belt, because we're going to have interference from everybody, even the people in the top row, section M, seat 5 through 10. I mean, seriously, come on now. If I could get to Philadelphia on time, I might even interfere with my shirt, you know what I'm saying, with my title. Just saying. Hit Solo upside the head with the belt.
Right. Really? We're going there.
I get a Samoan spike. Why not?
Well, these are the matches that's happening at WrestleMania. We already mentioned this. The WWE champion Roman Reigns, or the Undisputed Champion, will go against the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. That'll be the main event on April 7th. We have a tag team match. Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins versus The Bloodline, which is The Rock and Roman Reigns. That's also main event day one. Now we got Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. That will be on a Sunday. Io Sky, the WWE Women's Champion, versus Bayley. We didn't even talk about that yet. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Man, there was a lot of choice of words there, but Rhea Ripley trying to go over the top with her comments about Becky Lynch's baby. And then Kevin Owens, Logan Paul, and Randy Orton in the United States Champion Triple Threat match. Winner wins the title. Then Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. That storyline is Sami Zayn can't do it. He cannot beat Gunther. Well, normally when you say you can't do something, eventually the result is he can do it. So we'll see what happens there. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. This is the third time, brother versus brother. Not with them, but in history, in WrestleMania, this is going to be the third time. But Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, the twins are going to go at it. And then the six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 officially in. We still need two more. But the New Day, DIY, The Miz. What's they called, the tag team? The Miz and R-Truth.
The awesome truth.
There you go. And the Judgment Day. And then LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Now, that all started at the Elimination Chamber, really. When you look at it, AJ Styles did have a perfect argument, because it's like LA Knight's getting in the way and stuff. So with his battles with the Bloodline, and yet he felt like, I don't know, he got pushed over or whatever it is. He didn't like it. So that's why he kept getting angry at LA Knight for some reason. But he didn't get angry with Randy Orton. So it's pretty crazy there. But I get it. LA Knight's the new guy, and AJ Styles coming back from injury. They got that stuff. Not really caring. I mean, no one really cares about that match, really. No one's talking about it. It's all underground. And there's something more that's going to happen this Friday on SmackDown. And yes, unfortunately, it's going to be at the Mohegan Sun here in Connecticut. And I'm just going to watch it and save my money, because those tickets are so expensive right now. Yeah, I get to watch it at home, chilling. You know, don't have to drive 40, 45 minutes out there, you know. So I'll be all right. Or maybe I should go and hang out in the back, and maybe when they come out, get some autographs. How about that? Sounds like a deal, huh?
Yeah.
Barking, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just find that truck, wherever that truck is. I know they hang out there. So if The Rock could whip Cody Rhodes' ass and you can see the trucks parked, then I know exactly where they'll be.
I don't think that's what me and Frank are laughing at, though.
Why? What happened? Wow, what's up? Share it with me.
Yeah. I'll share it with you. I got to find somewhere.
What was all that about? I have no idea.
Frank is so cute and handsome.
I got to find.
The Viggle. You know that person, don't you?
Nope.
Suspect. Nope.
I got to admit, I see Frank's hands, so I know he didn't type that.
They're in the background. Hey, he said at the 39th minute of the show, please text it, okay? Goddamn, wow. Frank Papi Chulo over there.
Mm. You got paparazzi going on over here.
Yeah.
Mm. Yo, you know what? I think that's after last week's show.
Hey, turn your cameras on, man, because... All right.
Open up. Hey.
It's time for a National Fantasy Superstar Championship, of course. And we need to narrow it down to two fighters, to two superstars. Are y'all ready?
No. Yeah.
All right.
Your dog's ready.
Yeah, my dog's excited for this. Yeah. She's ready.
Kurt Angle versus John Cena versus Brock Lesnar versus Bret Hart. I dare say versus too many times.
Yeah, but
two separate matches. Angle versus Cena, Lesnar versus Hart. We'll start on the left. Kurt Angle versus John Cena. Who advances to the championship?
John Cena. You can't see me.
No, obviously somebody does see you.
I guess you can't make that claim. Go ahead, Tiff, whoever you are.
I mean, for real.
What's I bet you on? Tiff probably thinks John Cena's going to make it too.
All right, Hector, go ahead.
I think that's a pretty tough match. I mean, we've seen that match before. You know, we've seen it, you know, it's depending on what kind of Kurt Angle we get. Or what kind of John Cena we get. But I think honestly, I'm going to go with Kurt Angle on this one.
Mm. Oh man, you're gonna make me start throwing things at the camera again.
No, don't let me get Mr. Kurt after you.
Don't do it.
You suck. I said it first, so you suck.
Don't make me throw things again, please.
I got Kurt Angle. I think Kurt Angle wins this match against John Cena in a hard-fought, tough battle.
Well, I am going to go for the 32 people that looked at my polls, but only 5 voted. And the vote is out.
Frank is like, I'm ready to throw something. I got 2 objects back there. I'm ready to throw it.
I can't make this up, man. The Twitter vote came in, and it's kind of hard for me to pick. I am a big John Cena fan. I will always go for John Cena, but I also met Kurt Angle in person. Why you ripping paper up, man? I didn't even give an answer.
That's his stress relief. Frank, you only can rip that paper so much.
If I say John Cena, what would you do?
He'll throw it up like confetti.
Oh, and if I say Kurt Angle?
He's throwing it at the camera. It's one
damn,
of the two.
No, there's no. He there's might crack. No win here.
No, it's not. Either way, that paper's going somewhere. That paper's going somewhere. It's flying either straight or up in the air. Either
hey,
way.
He has to clean it. I mean, it's, I know his, it. It's his room.
So yeah. Make his day.
All right. Kurt Angle advances to the finals. He just left. Oh no, he's gone. Frank, I need you back.
We never
Frank.
Had a disgruntled podcaster before.
Oh, alrighty. Man, there you go. Mr. Kurt is really looking at you right now.
That is 2 weeks in a row.
I'm sorry.
Then you made me lose my shit.
Oh. Well, let's see if you win again. Let's see if you win again.
No.
Brock Lesnar versus Bret Hart.
Bret Hart. Yes, it's an execution. I don't know what this thing.
You just saying Bret Hart just to say Bret Hart?
Yeah, just because. I know he's going to lose anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You already know he's going to lose, but you pick him anyway.
No, honestly, I think in this match, for real, like not being mad and going against all you people that voted for Kurt Angle, I think it's going to be Brock Lesnar. He's going to get enough F5s.
Yeah, I just think no matter how much wrestling technician that Bret Hart brings to this match, he's still outpowered. And, you know, too many F5s. I mean, not too many Suplex Cities, and then just finish it off with a couple of F5s. I mean, even if he gets him in the sharpshooter, I mean, there's no way he's going to be able to hold it in for long enough to get Brock to tap out. So I think Brock Lesnar winds up winning this match.
All right, this is going to be fascinating because we're going to have Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar in the finals, and we're going to decide next week as to who is the National Fantasy Superstar Champion.
Yeah.
With our prediction of WrestleMania. I like it. Well, let's move on to the next one. It is the finals of the Women's World Cup, and it goes down by two superstars, Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley. Now, you can see the round of 16, how it formulated. Remember that they had to win their brackets, right? They had to win their, what's that called? The knockout stage to get there. Then we had the quarterfinals, then the semifinals. And look, man, these are some heavy hitters that we had to really, really, really decide and vote very hard who would advance. But we're down to probably the top two female superstars of WWE right now, Belair and Ripley. Who you got in this match?
I like Rhea Ripley. I take none away from Belair. I'm not taking none away from her wrestling style, her athleticism in and out the ring. But I think Rhea Ripley just has something more to bring to this match. And I think she eventually would be able to beat Belair in a clean one-on-one match. I think she can be able to beat her.
Okay. Frank?
Can I just go last?
You are last. Yes,
what?
Oh, I am last.
No, actually, you know what? Look, hold on. No, go ahead.
I like what Rhea Ripley brings to the table, obviously. She's strong. She's powerful. I mean, she's the mommy right now, WWE. Hands down. But you know what? Belair's the EST. You can make it either the cutest, the best, the greatest. And I think in this case, Belair will take Rhea Ripley. And I'm not going on looks on this one, because if not, I'll take that mommy goth look. Just let's be honest on this. Majority of this table here, this bracket here, I've gone by looks. But I'm taking Bianca Belair just based on power.
But Rhea Ripley has power too.
But Bianca Belair is an EST.
Mommy's always on top.
Oh, well, in this case, mommy's going to be on the bottom. Yep, I was looking at that too.
I don't know. The only thing I can remember is that Rhea Ripley was the NXT champion. Bianca Belair never won that title. Yeah, Bianca Belair won the Royal Rumble, and they almost came in a tie. Remember that? And Bianca Belair outlasted Rhea Ripley. Got it? But we never seen these two superstars go after each other on the main roster.
Yeah.
That's why it makes it so difficult. And I know she's the EST, and I know that's mommy. But then I look at this, and I say, dude, who did Rhea Ripley actually defend the title? How many times has she defended the title right now as a champion for her to say that she's the best?
She's done a fatal four-way.
Okay, one. She beat Nia Jax too at the Elimination Chamber Premium event. Okay, who else? Let's compare that with Bianca Belair when she was champion. How many times did she defend the title to remain champion?
Yeah,
so I have to look at it that way.
Yeah, and also taking consideration how fast did Bianca lose that title when she defended against.
Well, she was in it. Yeah, but she won the title in a triple threat match at SummerSlam just to lose it because of the cash in and Money in the Bank, right?
Well, no. Also, Becky Lynch just came out and just hit her with the manhandle slam, and that was it.
Yeah, Becky Lynch came out and beat the crap out of her.
But Charlotte Flair beat the hell out of Rhea Ripley and took her title away. I mean, that was only the NXT Championship.
Yeah, but then Rhea Ripley did pay back the favor and wind up becoming champion that she is now because she beat Charlotte Flair.
True. True. But Bianca Belair did win the title back, but then something else came after her. What was the briefcase? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That she beat Charlotte Flair. She beat Asuka. That's a lot going on in that ring. And she won. But of course, it wasn't her fair because she had help because of damage control and everything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do I make this decision? Or should it be to be continued until next week with the men's?
I think that's fair enough.
Frank? Huh? All right, Scooby-Doo.
So I guess this match we could say it's a draw.
No, we're gonna have a winner.
Well, it's a draw right now. But then next week we're gonna have to find a winner. Now there's gonna be a stipulation.
Okay.
The stipulation is we're gonna have to research how many stipulation matches as a champion did they go through.
So just looking at it over the top, I don't think they've gone through any.
Yes, they have. And we're going to include NXT. We're also going to include whether it was Raw or SmackDown.
You're including things that I've never even that I've watched.
Oh, we're going to help you, Frank. We're going to help you research.
Look, Frank. You got your lawyer right there. You got your attorney right there who's going to help you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You better bring Kurt on the show next week. All right.
You know what? You know who would have the perfect answer is Kurt himself. Absolutely.
I think we need to find a way, and I don't care how we do it, but we're gonna bring Kurt on the show next week because I you know
you need help.
I lost my shit today, and you know it's the second week in a row, and right now I don't have anybody that could really just sit there and calm me down. I don't even know how I'm just like this right now.
Oh, it's real easy. Right. I'll help you.
Yes, kicked out John Cena. Bye.
Hey, I'm going to help you right now. You ready? Too easy. Go timeout. No, stop.
Look, Frank, next week when we come to court in this session, Ovi's going to be your attorney. I'm going to represent myself, okay? Mm-hmm. So you got a fair shot at this, okay? Because mm-hmm. you saying Belair, I'm saying Rhea Ripley.
What does our audience think?
Well, he's already put it out.
We're going to put out the poll out there on Facebook and on Twitter, and we're going to see where this lands. Okay.
All right. So you know what?
I can see Frank do this. This is Frank.
Which one?
Now I can picture Frank as The Rock right now. You better vote.
Yeah.
You got to vote for the EST of the WWE.
Man, that's a good sell from Cody, though.
Yeah. Man, it was a great sell. I mean, he just took it. He took one for the team big time. Blood and all. Suit ripped up, everything.
I don't know how they do that, man. Look, it's fascinating. It really is. I kind of love it. This is why we love wrestling right there. The Attitude Era is back.
And then you got a good shot at that tattoo. It looks so evil.
Yeah, man. That looked like Jurassic Park.
It does.
That's the mouth, right?
It's yeah. a mouth with an eye, yeah. Eye.
Right here?
That's the teeth, yeah. That's the tongue sticking out of it. That's an eyeball. Yeah. That's no good. Telling what kind of creature that is, that he where he got that inspiration from.
It looks like a T-Rex. It looks like a T-Rex mixed with a duck.
Well, it looks like the prehistoric creature from like the movie Kong. Ultrasound. No, there was a that movie Kong. it looks like that monster, though. The skull crushers. I think that's what it was. Those creatures. No, it's not a mixed drink. It's a dude.
Are you serious right now?
No, man. I said you guys are gonna make me drink.
How are we gonna make?
How are we gonna make you drink?
Because I can't believe that we have to wait till next week to vote on two women.
You're like you're like Roman Reigns right now on the right hand side, just standing there.
Actually, he's on the left hand side.
Well, the right picture. Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here!
The skull crawlers. That's what it is. Look up the picture. Look up the picture of a skull crawler from the movie Kong, Skull Island, and that's what that looks like. I'm just saying. I don't know. It could be a dodo bird. It could be Frank yelling at somebody. I don't know. It could be anything.
Daffy Duck, for all I care.
Daffy Duck.
You got a Daffy Duck tattoo, don't you? I mean, nope. You do live in Florida, so I believe it.
No, my friend. No, I got two dragons, actually.
Yeah, what?
I got two dragons.
From the movie, The Dragon, like How to Fly a Dragon?
How to Train a Dragon.
Oh, How to Train a Dragon.
Or is it inside?
Had a drunk moment, and I ended up with two dragons.
Is it in or out of the Pokemon ball?
It goes right across here. It's out of the Pokemon ball.
Was it professionally done, or did you just draw something?
No. It was professionally done.
Oh, okay. I'm just, you say you were drunk, so anything can happen. I mean, your point of view might look like a dragon, but someone else might look at it as something else.
It's a dragon.
Okay.
It's two dragons. They're attacked
by the neck. What's his name? Charizard?
You know, I haven't named him yet. Maybe I'm going to name one Heckman, the other one Ovi.
Oh. No, there thank you, go. Man. So much love. So much.
What color
love.
Are they? Because if one is red, then I want to be the red one.
They're I'll be the black one.
Just keep going.
We're definitely going to keep going as we go ahead and end our show. You're listening to the Hard Hitting Wrestling Show. Tune in to our website, hhwshow.com, for the latest blogs, videos, and of course our podcast. On behalf of Hector, Frank, and myself, Obi-Wan, thank you for listening to the Hard Hitting Wrestling Show. We'll be back next week with our prediction of WrestleMania 40.